Hello and welcome back. We're now back for our final section of our Azure Search course, our first Azure Search course ever. I'm pretty excited to have gotten this far, and thank you to all of you for sticking with us so far. I think you're really going to be excited because we have a really amazing demonstration. I brought Bernie in here, one of our other engineers with Azure Search, and she's been kind enough to put together an example of a demonstration that leverages speech recognition, Cortana, which I use all the time on my Windows phone, and trying to see how we can tie that into Azure Search so we can have a more interesting experience for exploring data. So Bernie, can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Sure. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here. So I'll introduce myself a little bit first. So I joined Microsoft almost 2 years ago, and I've been on Azure Search for 6 months already. And before that, I work on Xbox and developing Windows Phone applications and Silverlight applications. So that's why I have this like sort of nice demo on Windows Phone. And I come from Chile. I'm very excited.
Yes, good to have you here.
We like going with the multi-language thing. We have a very diverse team. So it's
we do. We almost have all the major continents covered. I think if anyone from Australia, New Zealand wants to apply, that would be great because that would give us the coverage. I think, right?
So actually, been very useful to develop our product.
That's right.
So that's good. And what I'm going to do today is show you a simple app that it's a Windows Phone 8.1 application that leverages Cortana and speech recognition, and at the same time, our Azure Search SDK. And we'll have a little product, and of course, we'll be using what you already know, which is our USGS index with all of these trails and places around Washington State.
Oh, excellent. So you're doing it in Windows Phone 8.1, but I suspect it would probably apply to, Windows as well eventually. Is that right?
Yes, that's a good point. So the NuGet package right now is available for the framework, the .NET framework 4.0, 4.5, and Windows Phone 8, Windows Phone 8.1, and Windows Store apps, and Universal apps. The only thing that it's not currently supported is Windows Phone 8.1 Silverlight applications.
Understood. It's good to know.
Yes. So when you go into Visual Studio and create a new solution, a new project, make sure that you are using Windows Phone Store applications instead of Windows Phone 8.1 Silverlight.
Understood. Okay.
That's the only caveat.
Perfect.
And sure, so shall we start with the
demo? I'd love to see it, yeah. That'd be great.
Okay, so I have this little thing over here where you'll be able to see my phone. And I have three different demos. It's actually the same demo, but in different parts. So I'm going to start with the completed one. Mm-hmm. So let's go here. And what you see here is just a very simple application where you can do two things. You can search for trails that are near you. I'm currently in Redmond, so this thing found, for example, the Berg-Gilman Trail, which is a very nice trail to go on your bike, especially if it's a sunny day here in Seattle.
Nice. So let me just make sure. So this is the exact same data set we're using, is just expanded from Rhode Island, and also has the Washington data, and you're using the geospatial search to find trails, specifically filtering by trails that are close to you.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Exactly.
Got it. Nice.
In this particular index, I only have Washington State, and I do not have Rhode Island, but yes, it's exactly the same thing.
Wonderful.
So then the other thing that you can do here is you can go and say find trails, and you can type something and then search, and it'll find trails like rattlesnake. So what do we have here? We have a rattlesnake trail in Columbia County.
Nice.
So something that I want to point out is this is going to be important afterwards as we go through the application, is that this page, what you're seeing now with the main buttons, that's the main page. Mm-hmm. And then when you go and actually do a search, this would be the results page. And if you select one of these, then you get the item page. Just a little bit of organization
pages.
So we can like then when we go into the solution, you'll see where we're standing.
Understood.
And then the other interesting thing that you can do here is actually use the speech recognition. Mm-hmm. So instead of typing here, I'll say something. So I'll press this little button. rock.
So I'd heard you say that. I don't know if people saw that because it was kind of small, but it recognized that you saw you said the word rock and then
put
that in.
So I click that and I get the speech recognition system from Windows Phone. Mm-hmm. I say something, it recognizes what I said, and then it'll type it into that search box. And when I press search, it will find things that say rock. Okay. This is inside the application. This is what it's called, speech recognition.
I see.
On the other side, we have Cortana. So now I'm going to go outside of my application. I'm going to go into the Windows Phone main menu, mm-hmm. and then into search, where I'm going to press that little microphone button that you see underneath, and I am going to launch the application using Cortana. So this is how it works. Trail finder, find trails near me.
Oh, it didn't.
Yeah.
Cortana was not friendly today.
Today, no. Let me try again.
Let's try it again. So much noise in this.
Wait. Give me. Trail finder. Find trails near me.
Oh, much better. Well, it's obviously a live demo, right?
Yes.
Because that just proved it right there.
And obviously, English is not my native language, so sometimes that hurts a little bit.
I think you've got to give Cortana some credit there. That was well done. Okay.
So again, I got my trails near me, and I didn't have to launch the application. Mm-hmm. I just used Cortana to launch it for me. And we have different, two or three different commands that we'll go through afterwards. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, you said with your accent there, so what would have happened if you said something in a different language? How would that work with this?
In this particular example, nothing would happen because I only have it set to understand English. Mm-hmm. But you can actually go and create grammars for different languages.
Mm, I see.
So I'll show you how to do that in a little while.
Great.
So what we're going to do now is actually go through the code and... So I have three different versions of the solution. The first one is the very backbone. It doesn't do anything at all. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go and add the search service.
Okay.
And then we're going to add the speech recognition and the Cortana voice commands. Mm-hmm. So at the very beginning, this is what we have here. You can see... I know that probably not all of you are very familiar with Windows Phone, so I'll try to explain a little bit how it's assembled, but I will mostly focus on search and Cortana, and the sources are going to be available anyway, so you can look at it afterwards in detail.
All right. Oh, so you'll give me the source and we'll put it up onto that GitHub page that we've been using for the other samples so that other people can download and give it a try?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll put that up later today. So can you just zoom in on that? I just want to make sure everyone can see that. Do you, control one, do you have? Okay, don't worry about it. Well, those are the views that map to each of the individual pages we were just looking at on the Windows Phone. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have an item page, we have the main page, results page, and search page. Mm-hmm. This is just the views. We are not going to go into this.
Okay.
And then the important part is that we have the main view model and the item view model. So if you go into the item view model, we'll see that something that should be familiar for you. We have the feature name, we have the feature class, we have state alpha, we have county name. So those are things that mm-hmm. We've seen before. You can see that I have some red things, and that's because I have not included our Nuget package yet. So that is what we are going to do.
Super.
So this part is just a contract. This is what's going to say I'm going to go to my search service and get this type of data back from the search service, and it's going to parse it back to my, this kind of object.
So those completely map to the fields that we know of, that we've seen throughout the day.
Yes.
When we've been creating the index. Got it. Okay.
So let's go and add the Nuget package. So you go into Tools, Nuget Package Manager, and then Manage Packages for Solution. You select all. In my case, I have several repositories.
And I see you have Include Pre-Release there.
Yes, so you have to make sure that it says Include Pre-Release, not Stable Only, and then you look for Search. And now we wait for Nuget.
Yeah, interesting.
So we'll eventually load.
I see. So once we have this set, so you're adding a reference to the Azure Search NuGet package. And so once we do that, those things such as the location where it wasn't recognizing it, it'll start recognizing it because those are the types that are part of the package.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So this is not being very friendly. So what I'm going to do instead is that I'm just going to install it from the console.
Oh, of course.
Catch and Microsoft.Azure.Search.
So in case people can't see that, you're typing install dash package Microsoft at a
Azure.Search. It's exactly the same as doing it through the the manager, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have the UI, and I'll find it immediately.
Wonderful.
So this is when you install the Azure Search package, it actually has like 7 or 8 different dependencies. Mm-hmm. So I'll install all of those, and then I'll install Azure Search.
Okay.
So now it's installing. All of that output that you see, it's just the different packages that it has to install.
I see those references coming in now. Much quicker way. Got it. Good to know.
Yes. Almost there.
So is that the only reference that you've added is the Azure Search one, or is there other ones such as, you know, for the Cortana or anything else that we're going to need?
No, the only thing that you need to add is the Azure Search package. Oh. Everything else is already included once you select that you want to create a Windows Phone 8.1 application.
I see. So even the speech recognition is part of that.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. So now that we have our package installed, we can see that we don't have these red things anymore.
Very nice.
And this should actually build. So what we have here is, I'm going to go back to my phone. And this would be what we have right now. We have something that has a page. However, when I click near me, it doesn't do anything because we don't have search enabled.
Mm-hmm.
And then this page is also enabled, but it doesn't have the speech recognition and it cannot search.
Got it.
Because it's not enabled.
Okay.
This is where we are now. This would be part one.
Okay.
So now we'll go to part two. So in part two, what I did is that we already have our package. And I added this class, which is the search service.
Mm.
This is only one class. This is where all the functionality for searching is. It's actually pretty easy to implement.
So this is probably similar to what we're looking at in the MVC code where I had the controller and the other pieces that called a service. So unlike us where we have a service that's your MVC controller calling it, you're having the Windows Phone actually make a direct call to the search service.
Exactly. So how it works in Windows Phone is that you have your views, which are like all the UI, and then you have the view models, where is your like application logic is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I did was to add the search service, which is a different component, like it's an external component that will connect to the data.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I'm going to add this. So I have 3 empty methods, and I have these that you also have to fill in. Mm-hmm. You'll have to fill it in with your own credentials, of course. And I have it here. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'll get the query key.
So this is, you call it query key, but I think in mine I called it was the API key or something like that. But that's the thing, you go to the portal, you grab the key to be able to authenticate, or is this the actual query key?
So this is the actual query key.
Okay,
this one, in my particular case, it's not an admin key. The only thing that you can do is do queries.
Ah, perfect.
It will not let you like create a new index. It will not let you manage your data. It's just to do queries. So it's actually, like, it's something that you could share, maybe. Mm-hmm. But like nothing really happens. The only thing that you can do is query data.
All right, that makes sense. Since it is actually on the client application, you probably don't want to give them the admin key.
Exactly.
Right. Cool.
So these are the credentials for my service. And then the thing that we want to do is actually do some search.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to do that. So what we want to do is, I think I'll just copy it. I have it here, and I'll explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one method here called script, which is the do search async. This is the one that is actually going to search. So what happens here? Let me move this over here. So what do I have here? I have a list, which is empty. Mm-hmm. And then I create an index client. This is from the SDK, a search index client. You did like almost the exact same thing.
That's right, very similar to what I had.
And then what I say is that I have my response, I am going to search async, and what I want to get back is an item view model, which is the contract that I explained before. And I'm going to pass the search string, which is like the search term and the parameters.
Nice.
And then okay. This, so all of this is using async programming. What happens is that it will just it will start the method, then it will come back. That means that the application is going to be responsive and you'll still be able to click buttons or use in any way. And then eventually it'll come back and I'll like do the rest of the things that it has to do.
Perfect.
This is very important for Windows Phone and especially like any kind of desktop app, everything has to be UI responsive. Mm-hmm. And then finally we get the results back and we add them to the list.
Okay.
And we return that list to whoever is calling. And so this is our like main search method, and we have two other ones we are going to call into this. So I have the same as you did. I have a search async, which is just searching for a term, uh-huh. and I have a geo search async, which is searching for anything that is like close to me.
Yeah, the distance.
Quarter. That's the one that I show mm-hmm. when I said near me. Mm-hmm. So let's get those.
Okay.
So this would be the geo async. The important part here is that I'm passing a coordinate that I'm getting from the phone itself.
So that's the longitude and latitude of the location of the user.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And then I also see there that you're doing a filter there where it says the filter by the geo distance there.
Yes. Okay. It's actually an order by distance filter.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is that I'm getting over here, the only thing that I want to get is trails because this is a Trail Finder app. So this is my main filter. And then what I want to do is to get all the trails that are like near me ordered by distance.
Got it.
This is why I pass this filter, which is an order by filter. Mm-hmm. So what I do is that I create the search parameters with the filter by trail and the order by filter, and then I'll just like execute the search, mm-hmm. and I just want anything. I want whatever is closer to me.
As long as it's a trail, because I see feature class equals trail.
Yes, as long as it's mm-hmm. a trail.
Super.
And this is like the geo search async, and then the other one is actually much simpler. Here. So over here, the thing that I'm doing is just I have, again, the filter for a trail because mm-hmm. that's the only thing that I want to get back. And I'm passing the search string that comes from here. So this is what's being called when I say rattlesnake or rock and I'm typing it in or I'm using the speech recognition.
Yeah.
Then that's what this is what's being called.
I understand. Okay.
So this is all of your search service, actually. You can get fancy. You can have more like queries and filters and things that you did in your demo.
Right.
But I think that's already covered by you. But just by adding this simple class, you can get like the search service on your app.
Yeah, and I can almost envision using some of that scoring so that maybe you just automatically show them trails that are in a close proximity to the user because you have their location, so maybe just boost them up. Rather than doing the sorting that you were doing there, maybe you could also just automatically boost them up and use the geolocation.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. That's nice.
I think like the main thing here is that it's super easy to implement. It's just add one package and then in like a couple of lines you already have search.
Great.
So this is what's happening now. Let's go back to our phone just to show you. We are now in stage two.
So yeah, you've added in the search pieces, but you haven't added any of the speech recognition. It's just we're just testing out the search.
Exactly.
Okay, excellent.
So over here, if I go to the app, if I press the mic button, nothing happens because I don't mm-hmm. have the speech recognition yet. But if I type something, we already have the search functionality.
Ah, nice.
And I'll probably, yes, I think we're going to have in the samples like part one, part two, and part three, if you want to like maybe try it out by yourself, trying to like create the search service,
nice.
Or maybe you just want to do like the voice part, but you want to have the search service already created for you,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be available.
Yep, okay, excellent.
And so let's go to part three. I want to point out something here. So on the one before, you saw that I was passing the location.
Yes.
This is how you get the location in Windows Phone.
Oh, perfect. Once again, part of the Windows Phone SDK.
Yes, there's nothing that you have to include. You just like create a new geolocator and then get geoposition async.
Nice.
And that's it.
Okay.
It's super easy. Like,
yeah.
I really like developing for Windows Phone because they make everything so easy.
Yeah, even I could do it. It's pretty great.
Everyone can do it. And yeah. So the last part. What you want to do in order to get Cortana
mm-hmm.
is that you want to add a voice command definition. So let's do that. You go to add and then new item. And then you select this voice command definition.
Mm-hmm.
Let's name it something that will actually work.
So you're calling it
voicecommands.xml.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter the name at all, but that's just how I have it in the demo.
Okay.
So what this creates for you is a voice command definition. And I'm going to explain a little bit how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that you have here is the name of a command. This is, for example, when I said trail finder find trails near me, that was one command.
Okay.
So anytime that you say a particular, like any kind of functionality, if I go and search for something is one command. If I search for things near me, it's a different command. And you can just set it up all here.
Super.
So you create a command that will give you one kind of functionality for your app, and then you create several phrases that Cortana will look for.
I see. So if you're not in the application and you say, you click on that magnifying glass, bring up Cortana, and you say Trail Finder, because of this, it knows to launch into your application and execute the search.
Exactly.
I see.
And you can create several of these. They're like pretty fancy things that you can do with your voice command definition.
Mm-hmm.
You can define semantics so your app can actually know how to interpret the data
mm-hmm.
that is coming over. You can create like different synonyms. So for example, in my case, you can say look for or search for or find or show me, and they would all launch exactly the same command.
Wow, that's great.
So,
and I also noticed in there that it pointed to a specific XAML file, so you could actually open up not only your app, but specific pages in it.
You can open a specific page. So let's copy the one that we are going to use. Here. So this is the one that I was telling you about near me search. That's one
mm-hmm.
command. And this is an example. This is what appears in the Cortana page.
I see.
And then here's what I was telling you about, that you can define different phrases that will launch exactly the same command. So we have search for trails near me, and all of the things that are in between these square brackets are optional. So you can say search trails or search for trails, and both will work.
Excellent.
You have show me, you have find, you have look for. So
mm-hmm.
you can like define as many phrases as you would want to, and they'll all point to the same thing.
I see.
And then I'll tell it that, yes, I want to launch the results page already. So I have this one, and the other one that I have is a play search, which is find something. So this is where I'm using semantics, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting here is search for something. That something is going to be passed to my app. So I want
so
to know.
It extracts the part that's not important and just sends in the words.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. I get search for and then this dictated search terms. So I'm only going to get that part. So if you would say search for rattlesnake trail or
yep.
I don't know, who knows what.
Yeah.
That I would only get that part and I can then input that into my search service.
Perfect.
So this is pretty nice and again, like pretty simple to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go and implement the Cortana part. So this is one part. This is setting the commands that I want to use. Now what I want to do is to actually react to these commands. How do I do this? I do that on my app.xaml.cs, mm-hmm. which you can think about it as like the entry point for your app.
Okay.
This is the place where everything starts. Mm-hmm. So we have two important methods here, which is on launch and on activated. On launch is called every time that your app is launched for the first time. Mm-hmm. And on activated is called every time that your app is brought to the foreground. Yes, again. So what we want to do here is the first thing that we want to do is want to register these voice commands into the phone itself. So right. You can launch the app even if it's not running. And I have this over here. And I'll explain you in a second what this thing is doing. So every time that I launch the app, what this thing will do is go to the voice commands file.
Which is the thing that you're just creating.
The thing that I just created, mm-hmm. voicecommands.xml. And then it will install them. It'll install command set from storage file async.
Okay.
What this thing is doing is taking these voice commands, passing them to Cortana, so Cortana will know about them, even if my app is not running.
Perfect.
And you can see these red squiggles over here. That's because we need to mark this method as async. Mm-hmm. Again, async is everywhere here.
Yeah.
You never ever want to block the UI. So this will let Cortana know about your app, which mm-hmm. commands does it accept. But this will not let you react to the commands. So that's another part, which is right here. So when the app is activated, we actually want to react. I need some more space here. So when it's activated, I ask the app, like, how was it activated? Wasn't it a voice command? And if that's the case, then I will go and actually like get the parameters about the voice activation. So this is just almost boilerplate. I got this directly from the Cortana demos.
Okay.
I think that the important part, so you like get the arguments and then you get the voice command name, which is the one that you're going to use in order to launch your search. And you can get these dictated search terms. Remember what I was telling you about semantics?
That's
this
right.
is where I get the terms that I'm actually interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get them, and then I can just send them to my view model, which is the same as it's not the same, but very similar to a controller in an ASP.NET application. So I am going to execute the search near me command, or I'm going to execute the search trails command. And that will go again into my search service, and I will do the thing.
Perfect. I see you're passing in the terms there, too, into the place search. So dictated search. Okay, I see, for the search term. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, do you want to know more about this?
No. That looks great, thanks.
Okay, and I think that would be it for Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
This is everything that you need for Cortana. So recapping, you need to create a voice command file. You need to register your voice command file into Cortana when you launch your app at least once. It's actually pretty smart, so if nothing changed in the file and you register it again, it will not like waste cycles trying to register it again.
Okay.
It'll just do zero, no op. And the other thing that you have to do is to react to the commands. So those three parts.
Super.
And the last thing that I want to do is the speech recognition that's inside the app. So when I press the mic button, that I can say something, the app will like understand what I'm saying and type it into my search box.
Interesting, because that's something that I was not aware of, is that the speech recognition is separate from the Cortana piece, isn't it? So the speech recognition is part of that Windows Phone component that you added, but the Cortana is separate from what you just configured.
So Cortana uses speech recognition,
mm-hmm.
but when you're thinking about app development, it's a different thing because one of them is inside your app and you control what happens and you can actually change the UI.
Yeah,
I'm using the default UI.
Mm-hmm.
And Cortana is something external that will launch into your app. It knows that it has to activate your app with certain parameters, but mm-hmm. you don't control it.
Get it. Okay.
But there's definitely a speech recognition like component in Cortana, obviously.
Sure.
And so the last part is the speech recognition part, which is super simple. So what we want to do is to create a speech recognizer. And this is my main view model. Again, this is like my controller. Mm-hmm. So I'll go to the constructor and create one of these.
So you're initializing it.
And I'm going to create a property.
Sorry, what you what did you refer to? You had to link it to something?
Yes. So I created a new speech
options.
Recognizer.
Okay.
Which is the windows.media.speechrecognition.speechrecognizer, and I just created a property for it. Mm-hmm. So it's here, so it's available for me to use.
I get it.
So I have my speech recognizer, and then what I want to do is actually launch it when I want it to launch. So let me go up here where all of my commands are. And I'll create it just here. So what happens here is that every time that I press the button with that mic, I am going to first compile the constraints. This is something that has to be done with a speech recognizer because I'm using just the default grammar that mm-hmm. comes with Windows Phone. But you can actually like set it to your own thing, set your own kind of sentences or grammars. But this is like the easiest ways to do it.
Wow, okay.
And then what I do is just launch it. So recognize with UI async, and that's it.
That's awesome. Awesome.
So here. Yeah, I have my tabs a little bit weird. But this is where I get the result.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say that the search term is going to be this result without the final dot, because I actually get, for example, rattlesnake, period, or rock, period.
Oh, you
and
do?
Yes. So I don't want to get that. I don't want to add that to my search. So I just replace that period with nothing. And then I get the term or the set of terms that I needed for my search.
Got it. Okay.
That's it, actually. That's everything wow. that you need to do for speech recognition.
Wow. That was actually pretty straightforward. I think that, you know, it's pretty interesting because you could apply this to so many different things. I can imagine, you know, I'm looking for a restaurant that's close to me. I can just speak to it. And if I have that data source, or if I have, you know, a CRM application and I want to look up a contact, I can just type it in and link it into that. So,
and you can use the voice commands. For example, you could have like, my app, look for restaurants, look for like shops, look for something else. So you can have up to, I think, 100 different commands in one voice definition. So you can get pretty creative.
All right, Bernie, I got an idea. So I noticed from the questions, I think it was Jose especially, you know, they've been pointing out our t-shirts here that, you know, a couple people
pretty
were interested in them. I got an idea. How about the first person that's listening that creates some sort of, you know, Cortana app and that uses Azure Search, we'll send them a t-shirt.
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Definitely.
Okay, we got our Twitter handle. If you write a Windows Phone app or Windows Store app or something like that
Print.
That uses it, let us know.
Yes.
You got a shirt. All right, sounds good. Let's do it.
And well, what I have here, this is just the final thing. I do want to point out that I did not go into all of the binding and actually like going from clicking to executing the search, because I don't think that's the point mm-hmm. on this Azure Search thingy. But everything is in the code and everything works, so you can go and explore it by yourself. If you have any questions, like you have my Twitter handle again.
That's right. And later today, we'll take all the code that you have, we'll put it up onto that GitHub site that we've been referring to throughout the day, so everyone can just download and give it a try too,
mm-hmm,
and investigate
exactly.
themselves. That's cool. Awesome. All right, what did that cover everything?
Yes, I think so.
Awesome.
What we have now is exactly what I showed at the beginning, and you would have the Cortana, the speech recognition, the search service, and like mapping your points and the items that you got back from your search service.
Wow.
So that's it. And I truly like it's. It's very, just you add a couple of lines and you have everything going.
Oh, that's excellent. I love this. I mean, and what a great way to finish off our course. Bernie, thank you so much. Yanush, thank you for joining us earlier on. And mostly thanks to all of you for spending, you know, a large portion of your day with us. I hope you found this useful. I will point out that there is a poll that if you'd like to take afterwards, that would be great. Get some feedback. Since this is our first course, we'd love to get your feedback and see if we can make things better, change it. If you want more like this, that'd be awesome. Also, thanks to Pete, Kristen, and the MBA team for helping us set this up.
Thank you very much.
And of course, Danny, our awesome tech back there that's been there doing an awesome job throughout it. So thanks to everyone. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll talk with you soon. Thanks.
And I want your apps.
Well, we want apps. Thank you.
Yes.